The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program adapted from the original 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with Step 5 of the addiction recovery program.
I'm Lindsay. I'm an addict alcoholic.
Hey, Lindsay.
Hi. My step five was, I think, a little bit different. Last week I talked about with step four that I did my step four a few times, and I chose to hold on to it. Not because I wanted to or I loved it, but because I didn't know how to let go of it yet. And I did the same thing with step five. And it talks about that in here, about not going over it. That's not what this step is about. But I did do that. And so the first time I did my step five, I was in treatment. And it was a really good experience. And through that process, I definitely felt the Lord right there in the room with me. I definitely felt His forgiveness, His love. I knew in that moment that He loved me so much and that He already knew about everything that I had ever done. And it was an awesome experience. But I had a hard time forgiving myself. I really had a hard time forgiving myself. I wanted to keep beating myself up over it. And I think it was because it was really the easy thing to do at that time. I didn't know anything different. And I felt like I deserved it. So I held on to that. And I did my step five with actually two or three bishops. I did it with one bishop when I was in treatment. And then that bishop was released. And I got another bishop. And I did it with the other bishop. And I moved again. And I ended up, I think, going over my whole step five with three different bishops. And a while later, I moved again. And I decided at this point that I really wanted to go back to church. And I really wanted to start making changes. And I had been going to these meetings for a while at that point. And I knew that I needed to do something different. And so I decided that I was just going to let it go. You know, I had gone over step five. Nothing had happened. They said that it was okay, that the Lord loved me, which I knew. It was really just about me forgiving myself. So at that point, I decided to let go of it. And at that point is when I realized that I was totally free. And I felt that weight lifted off me so much. And I felt free and peace for the first time ever. I did go to that bishop, and there was one thing that I actually had left out of everything else, because I didn't think I could be forgiven for it, and I didn't think that I could stop it, because I was still doing it even in sobriety. But I went to my bishop, and I told him about that, and I told him that I wanted to go to the temple, and I told him I wanted to go back to church, and, you know, he looked at me, and we set up a plan, and you know, he said I was forgiven for that too. And from that moment on, I never had to engage in that behavior anymore. And I haven't since that day, which is about almost a year ago now. And I'm happy to say that from that moment, I started going to church every Sunday too. From that moment, everything in my life started to change. I've been to church every Sunday. I'm going to the temple for my very first time next Friday. And I am so excited to go through. I never, ever, ever thought that I would be in a place to be able to go through the temple and to be able to take all my friends with me, all my guardian angels, like Cammie talked about. I have so many angels in recovery that have helped me along the way, facilitators and missionaries, and especially the missionaries in the jail. I just love them. I still talk to them and pray for them, and I'm just so grateful for them. So I'm so excited to see all of them there. Step five was awesome for me. It was a really good experience. If we think that our sins are worse than others, I have this analogy. I heard it a while back, and I really like it. And if we all have a boat, and we're, you know, in the ocean, and we have a whole bunch of holes in the boat. Some are bigger than the other people's. You know, I feel like my holes are pretty big. I feel like yours probably aren't that big. But nonetheless, we still all have holes. We're all going to end up drowning. One person might drown first, but we all are in need to be rescued. We all need help. We all need our Savior to rescue us. In the song, I Stand All Amazed, it talks about him descending from his throne divine to rescue a soul so rebellious and proud as mine. I am so grateful that he sunk below everything so I could rise above all of my struggles. And I am so grateful for this program. And I definitely have a testimony of step five and the power that's in it. My only thing for me is to remember to forgive myself. And that's my advice for anyone else that hasn't done it at this point. It's not about beating ourselves up and hashing it out over and over and over again. We get to go to our Heavenly Father and talk to him about it and to our bishop, and then we get to let it go, and we don't have to relive it ever again. And that's the power of the atonement. And I love each and every one of you, and I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks.
The full episode for Step 5 of the Addiction Recovery Program is also available on the Mormon Channel.